Hello, I'm Stephen Grattan, Chair of the Expert Citizens Core Group and the Vice Chairman of the Fulfilling Lives Project.
I'm Saul Turner, a member of Riot and on the Core Group for Fulfilling Lives.
I'm Andrew Wilkinson and I'm on the Core Group for Fulfilling Lives as well.
So Fulfilling Lives is a big lottery fund led programme which in Stoke is going to look at how we address the situation around people with multiple and complex needs. Tell us a bit about your role and what you're going to be doing.
We as a group have all, you know, in the past suffered with 3 to 4 probably complex needs. And what we do now is we sit in group and, you know, we're talking and we're feeding back to the main core group ideas and what were blocked for us, you know, and the services in general and how we were treated. You know, that's what we want to change. It is about change and it's about time.
So the idea is that expert citizens are people with lived experiences of addiction, alcohol abuse, mental health issues, who are now co-curating services in Stoke.
Yeah, that's totally right. Yeah, it's about, like I say, it's about all the barriers that we come across, you know, in our time. And it's about, you know, we don't want it to happen anymore. You know, like I say, it's time for change. I mean, the frustration and the pain and the ignorance, I think, that was sent across our way in all them years, we were treated like we didn't belong anywhere. So now, for the first time, you know, anywhere, as an O2, you know, we got a chance to put our words across and our feelings and thoughts. So hopefully, you know, this is going to be massive.
Why did you want to get involved?
I was given a chance and I met like-minded people who'd been there and done it, and it's the only way I could connect with people rather than medical hospitals. I needed people who had actually been there and experienced what I experienced, and that's what I want to give back. I think we can make a vast difference with our experience, and you've got an instant connection there with users, complex needs people, mental health people. We've all been there and done it.
What difference do you think this project and funding over a period of time will make, Andrew?
I think it gives us the opportunity to actually change the world and to actually, for the first time ever, deal with people with complex needs and get them involved in the services and get them to give a voice of their own within the services to make the services work better for them.
We're at the start of the journey. What do you want to see?
In the long term, I want to see the people who are going to come into this programme with complex needs, at the end of the day, being peer mentors and paid employment while helping others. It's a big knock-on effect, a big positive circle of involvement that, you know, keeps going, you know, and the chances that it can go anywhere, it could be massive, and it will be.
We can only help the world if we help each other. By sharing information, experience, I think we'll get there.
Yeah, I completely agree with what Saul's just said there. The scheme is about empowering people to change their lives, and this scheme gives people that fantastic opportunity for the first time ever in this country to actually make a difference themselves, which I think will actually change people's perspective about the complex needs issues that are surrounding people in this country.